Now, I'll tell you, my most memorable year was 87. And I went to bed before midnight. And I woke up before daylight, and it was dark, and I was floating on my queen-size air mattress. And I was at the farthest end of the lowest end of the ranch, right next to Jasper's fence line. And I'd been up here long enough that I had a friend that had a house washed away in 78 in Bandera. And it took him about 5 minutes to get from his car to the top of the hill, and he turned around and watched his house go. Gone. You know? And so all I said to myself was, how long has it been raining? How long do I have to get out? That's what I said. I said, what do I do? I said, well, I'd better get dressed, because I was naked. And I was after, I was on the ranch. It was after I'd split up from my first marriage. And I had chest of drawers. I had everything. And I swear, I was on the lowest end of the ranch, as far away from anybody as I could get. Right? So this tent was just a buckling. And I could see there was a 3-foot water line outside. Just... And it was kind of, everything was kind of askew. And so I turned around, I put my feet down. As soon as I put my feet down, water started leaking in from every direction. And so I took all those drawers out and I loaded it on that queen size air mattress. And I got behind that air mattress, and all I could think of was Chuck Pyle's song about the ranger in Estes Park who didn't make it out, and all he could say was, here comes the water. And I pushed that mattress upstream, and I saw most of Chuck Pyle's camp gear float by, because everything ended up on the fence line, and he was in the island, what we call the island down there. So I floated that mattress out there, and I had a little 78 Ford 6 banger Econoline, and I opened up the slide door and I floated that mattress in there just as sweet as possible. And it started up in 3 feet of water. And I backed from the corner all the way from the oak tree, all the way backwards, up a 4-foot rise. And I got up on top.
It's already camping.
And there was a girl standing there that had been watching me the whole time. And she climbed into the van. And I'll never tell you the rest of what happened that day. But it turned out to be Stevie Ray's sister-in-law. And that was a blessing in disguise to him through her. Over the next few years, I went on to Austin to start to co-produce festivals. And have co-produced Old Settlers Bluegrass Festival now for over 8 years.